So as well as doing a collection of songs tonight, we're going to tell you some of our rock and roll anecdotes, give you sort of behind the scenes look at you know, life of the band.
You know, some pretty funny experiences that we've had, pretty crazy ones as well.
Yeah.
And I think one that encompasses both those subsets. Is them.
I don't know. I don't think subsets is a very rock and roll way of describing.
That's what we're talking about. The fun rock and roll subset.
The story that Jermaine is talking about, I think, is the muffin story.
Oh yes.
Yeah. This is a story of the time when I got to my hotel room. Oh no, sorry. Let me get
a
bit of context. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Everyone, listen to Brett.
Okay. Okay. So, first of all. Being in a band, we stay in hotels because we tour around. We stay in some quite fancy hotels
now.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. We stayed in some premier inns.
Yeah, absolutely. And
we stayed in some of the very best Westerns out there.
And I got to my room and there was a complimentary muffin sitting on the table.
Okay,
you guys obviously don't stay in these fancy hotels because this is very unusual.
Some of you are a few steps ahead. You're like, okay, this is where the fun's beginning.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I thought, okay, if I've got a complimentary muffin, I bet old Mad Dog's got a complimentary muffin.
That's my nickname. I'll tell you about that later, but tell them the joke about the complimentary muffin.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Okay, so the complimentary muffin, now, it's not a muffin that says, oh, hello, Brett, you look good today.
It's a complimentary muffin. So.
Yeah. Imagine that.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, God, like it's such a fun...
A very flattering pastry, little blueberry eyes.
Oh, God.
And just look it up, you go.
Absolutely adorable. Just like, yeah. I'd eat that.
He's just looking up at you going, oh, you've got a nice personality. Little muffin.
That's just a little digression we add into it.
Yeah, we just like to spice up the story with a bit of humour.
Yeah.
That wasn't something that occurred to us at the time.
And so I thought, if I've got a complimentary muffin, I bet Mad Dog here's got one. And
all right, you're probably wondering why I get called Mad Dog.
Well, this is a nickname that caught on when Jermaine emailed me with the subject, new nickname.
I'm not sure if that's the start of it. I'm sure it was a series of events.
No, well, it was a series of emails. It was, three or four emails reminding me, and then eventually it caught on, and now I've got it in there.
I mean, it's not important, the story about how I got the name. I've got a reputation, and they call me Mad Dog within the band.
And so I called his room, and I'd only been in the room two or three minutes, you know, me and my muffin. And I call up Jermaine's room, I mean Mad Dog, and
thank you.
He answers the phone. He's already bloody halfway through that muffin. Bloody Keith Richards over here.
God. I didn't even wait as soon as I saw it.
What'd you do? Just walk in there like, oh, give me that, I'll take that. Oh, bloody.
Yeah, basically, that's pretty much it. He wasn't even there and he guessed it, because I'm a Mad Dog.
You start to get a picture of the life of excess that we live.
For you to know it's a life of excess, you need to also know that we had muffins for breakfast.
That's right, yep. So it's bloody two muffins in one day.
Oh. Double muffin it.
And so we collect these stories as we travel around. You never know when something crazy is going to happen.
That one was about 7 years ago. It was.